Okay, about saying Chazdei Hashem, we're continuing in our discussion of the Melacha of Bishul. Last week we said a Chiddush, 2 weeks ago actually, that the Ramah Shita is probably, based on its original sources in the Rishonim, is that Yesh Bishul Lach HaBishul B'dav Alach, but instead of having the absolute cutoff point of Yad Tzoleresa, which the Mechaber seems to have, he has a different point, which is the Or Zeruah calls Kor of the Yad Tzoleresa Bo, or the Alter Rebbe calls Nechel Machas Chamimuso, it still can be eaten as something hot. This, to me, was an eye-opener when I saw it, because I was raised differently. I was raised that the Ramah holds that Me'ikir Adin Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'dav Alach. Who said so? So the Minchas Kohen, or the whole Kuntras on Bishul, says so. And the Chazanish popularized it even more. And he says, we passed in Mikra Adin Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'dav Alach. Why that is it that Ramah's Machmir in Simen Rushin Yud Ches Siv Tez Vov, where he says, V'nogu L'hokal B'zeh Him Lone It Stanen L'gamri K'mosh K'safti L'yel Simen Reishn and Gimel. So that's the answer, his Chazanish. Reishn and Gimel is Halachas of what we call Shehiyah and Achzar, which we're not up to yet. That's the second half of this series. But because of that issue of Nistana Lagami, which relates to Shehiyah and Achzara, the minig became to be machmir the Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul B'dav Alach if it is Nistana and Lagamri. Now, if that's the case, we don't know what Nistana Lagamri means. Perhaps it has a different standard than the one we used earlier. But we could use the same standard. It's not completely clear. The Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't say take an official stand on this, but his Lashon over here in Sivkot and Tzadi Tes, this is Mishnah Berurah, Simen Shin Yud Ches, Sivkot and Tzadi Tes, on those words that we just read, in Lo Nitztana Lagamre, Af L'Das HaMechaber Kevin Shin Nitztana Ma'at, L'Chami Musa, V'yeg Natsa Lerizbo, Shuv Yeshua Mishun Bishul Kamoshka Sabna Liel, V'siv Dalid, Yeh, HaMinig L'Hokal Bazeh, Why? T'somchin Bazeh, Ayesh Mekilin, calls man shalom etzana legam. Who the Yesh Mekilim? The Yesh Mekilim we just mentioned before in the in the Ramah. The Yesh Mekilim loma de kol shein nosto al gabi Yesh al akira rak mamash rak samach lo afilu etzana leg mutter. Why? Ein bishlach abishah b'dav alach. We rely on those who hold ein bishlach abishah b'dav alach in a case in which it's loma etzana legam. The way we said, that's not a pshat. That's not a pshat at all. We reject the Mekilim. The Mekilim hold Ein bishlach abishah b'lach. We hold yesh bishlach abishah b'lach. We just changed the shear. So the Lashon of Mishnah Berurah also mashman that way, and Rav Moshe has that in his shuvas chelik dalid, which were written. And it's time. I think we should mention at this time to Rabbi Shimon Ida Zeichet Tzadik Levracha, who was nifter a short while. He was a fairly young man. Rabbi Shimon Ida was a Talmud in our yeshiva for many years, both in he went to high school, and he went to yeshiva. I'm pretty sure he was a graduate of yeshiva college, if I'm not mistaken. And then he went to Lakewood, and he wrote Svarim, which at the time were classics. They're still classics, but at the time were certainly classics. He wrote, he's using a typewriter. This is before word processing. This is way before. He was really from the pioneers of this whole genre, which is Baruch Hashem, become so much more popular with the English on top and the Hebrew on the bottom. He did it himself, key by key. Tremendous hakaras hatov you all have to this great man, who unfortunately was just taken from us. In any event, back to the halacha, Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, which was printed originally by Rabbi Eider, Zichrono Levracha, and subsequently in Igros Moshe Chelek Dalet, and there it is said that, you know, what will happen in the following situation? This is a classical case. You have a cup of tea, and it's so good, you want a second cup of tea. So you want to pour hot water into the empty cup. Empty? Did you say empty? Is it really empty? Look again. A couple of drops at the bottom. Oh, those drops are almost certainly cooled down, because after all, it takes very short for it to cool down. A few drops in the bottom of the teacup. So Rav Moshe is bothered. We'll see soon, if not today, then next week. An irui, kli rishon, is kli rishon, according to many. So how can you pour the second cup from the kettle onto those few cups or drops of water? You're recooking them, in effect. So Rav Moshe writes like this. He says, you know, you're right. It's only a chumrah. And the chumrah was never said with respect to a few drops. So you have the Mishnah Berurah, sounds that way. The Chazanish Rav Moshe says the Beferish goes back to the Minchas Kohen. Gedurli, Oil, and Mamish, all that are completely different pshat in the Ramah. That's how I was originally trained. But upon reflection, looking at the Rishonim, I got the impression, not that way. The biggest pellet to me is, from what I saw, all these Gedurli Olam, I didn't seem to quote the Mogan Avram. The Mogan is number one Mefarash and Shulchan Aruch. Number one, Mogan Avram. He's the tops. How come no one is oblivious to me? He says Mefarash to the rice. I don't know. But just letting you know that that's another view. The Egle Talas, had a third view, but no time to go into that right now. You can look it up in Sivkot and Yudal and Egle Talas. A very interesting sheet, which I think is also not borne out by the Rishonim, by the Smag and others, but fine. I want to go, before going further, we mentioned a few times last time, Yad Soledesbo. What is Yad Soledesbo? So everyone knows, I know Hebrew. Yad Soledesbo, the hand will sort of recoil. But if you look in the Svarim, there's a whole discussion of how hot is Yad Soledesbo. That's very important for us to know on a practical basis how hot it is. You don't really know how hot Yatzaletis Bo is. It's hard to know how hot it is. And it's, of course, extraordinarily relevant. Because all the theory, if you don't know how hot it is, you don't really know what's going on. So this is discussed by a number of Gedolim. Let's take a look, since we mentioned Rabbi Ida's name so fondly before. Let's see what he has to say about it. It's called here Beis Aleph. And it's on top, Ofer 243. Yatzaletis Bo. It's between 110 and 120, but on the other side, when it's a kula, you have to wait at least it gets to 160. So there's a whole footnote over here, footnote Yutes. Some say it's 40 grad, 40 degrees centigrade, which is 104 degrees. That was traditionally accepted in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Shlomo Zalman proves it can't be less than 113 degrees. Interesting proof he has. Some of the posts can say, how can I be 104 be Yatzaletis Bo? You put your kid at 104 fever. You just did it with you put your hand and you can hit your hand in forever. What kind of Yatzaletis Bo 104? It's hard to understand what that means. Yes?
Different substances have different heat capacities.
Oh. Toromada. Right. So I'm with you. Toromada. Right. So it could be, that could be a contributory factor. Correct. 100%. I think it's an even more important fact, which I'll get to in a moment. The truth is, they have all these various sheetahs. So he's at 145, which is 113. Rabbi Aaron Kotler says that's 120. I think Rabbi Moshe says 110. But till 160, it's still a suffix. Kefi masha badaknu v'atzmeinu. Checked it out himself. How did he check it out himself? I guess took a thermometer and started putting his hand on things. What's the question? Is that really true? Can you rely upon checking these things? The Jerusha says you can't check. It won't work. Take a look at Mem and Mebeis or Bosai. That's where the Gemara comes from. Mem and Mebeis in the Gemara. That's the very beginning. Mem Amud Beis. There last week, I must have just glossed over it. Can anyone tell me where it is? It's a Beis Aleph. Okay. Mem of Beis, correct. So the Gemara says, Hechi Dami. What's that to let us spell? Says Rashi, Hechi Behechi Dami. Silud. Yesh she'soled mirasicha mu'etes, v'yesh she'eno soled. We all have different tolerances for these things. I'm sure you know this for a fact. Right? The different tolerances, how hot you can touch. Everyone knows that, right? Of a pushin. Remember, my wife's grandmother, Aleha Shalom, was able to hold on to a glass which had basically boiling water in it. I mean,
And I couldn't hold it for more than for a half a split second. They just develop certain tolerance for these things. So you can't tell. So how did Rav Moshe do bedikas? You can't tell. Maybe he took a whole shear and did 25 people and got the average. Because otherwise he can't do it. How does the Gemara in fact measure it? By kreso shel tinok nichves bo. Seems to be a more objective criterion. You have to go to the burn center to find out what that's going to be. I did research in the burn center. Only problem is it's not clear to me what's nichves bo. What is a kviya? First degree, second degree, third degree, and what kind of skin? Now you have to tell me. Are you talking about light skin, dark skin? So because of my ignorance of what level burn and what kind of skin, it didn't help me at all. This kreis shel tinok nichves bo, which the Gemara used, that's no problem. That's an objective shear, but I don't know what it is. So I still can't tell you. After having resorted to that more objective shear, I still don't know. The only thing we can possibly look at in the Rishonim is to see certain guidelines as to what the shear might be. Yes, I'm sorry.
Why not just assume that it's any visible burn?
Any visible burn. So will a first degree burn leave a visible mark on the skin? It will.
It should.
Okay.
I'm not sure. If not, whatever is visible.
Okay, so but that's it. And it's not completely clear what I don't know. It says nichves bo. Doesn't say, you know. I don't know. Maybe you're right. So do me a favor. Call up the burn center again.
Right, we can do that.
Do it. Try next week. I want the answer. Call them up and tell them I want to know. You can email them. You know, don't call anymore. Find out at what is the temperature of water which is going to fall. Let's take water. We know this from. So we do know certain things because they have certain maximums that the water can be.
Sure.
And because of they're afraid of safety considerations, because of babysitters, it's not a joke. So you can find out what's the burn is if it's 120, whatever it may be, and that will be maybe we'll use that as an estimate. Yes, sir.
Maxwell camps in New York State is
120
degrees for hot water.
120? They passed like a Baron Kotler. What do you think? This is New York State. This is a state of halacha. 120, because Rabbi said that was the answer. Let us vote. You can't go above that. There you go. Proof positive.
The tendency, though, is for the safety regulations to be more stringent. To be more stringent, less.
Okay, so Rabbi meant it for stringency, too. Rabbi didn't say 120 is definitely outside. That's why he said once it's 120,
okay.
You have to be chashish and less than that, not. Okay. Where do you think the state got it from? There's no question there must be some Torah connection. We do have the following abilities to try to discern. The Gemara has a Masechta Shabbat of Mem Amud Beis, Rabbi Osai. Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Uvulvad, the fifth line, Shalei Yishtatev Pitzonein V'yischamem Kineged Amadura Neshamav Shemayim Sh'olav. One may not take a cold shower and stand opposite a fireplace. What does that mean? What is the Isser? What is the nature of the Isser if he's Mavshir Amayim Sh'olof? It's not clear here what the nature of the Isser is. It doesn't say in the Gemara what the Isser is. We know that it's Usser, but we just don't know exactly why it's Usser. We just know that it's Usser. So that's a machloikas between the Gedolei Rishonim as to why it's Usser. Again, I'm having trouble finding the exact sources, but if you look carefully, you'll see that the Baal HaMor says that the Mayim will get heated up, and it's considered to be a Mevashel to the Mayim. It's cooking the water. The Rambam seems to say the same thing. Rambam's Lashon, again, I'm not sure if you have it, in Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Dalet, you can't put your red hand near a fire. Why? Because the issue is if the water will reach Yad Soledes Bo. Now, the Rambam thinks this is ridiculous. As the Baal HaMor is completely wrong, totally wrong. The Isser of here has nothing to do with Bishul Mayim. No one's ever going to allow himself to get so hot, to be roasted, the Ramban says, to the point that the water is going to get Yatzel lettuce bowl. Rather, the Isser is an Isser of Rechitza. Rechitza. And presumably he holds, like his Talmud, the Rajba. The Rajba said, that enough membeis, that a person does not typically wash or bathe in water which is Yad Soledes Bo. It's too hot. People don't bathe in such hot water. Okay,
So it's a machlokas gedolei rishon. So what are they fighting about? All right, so we know they're fighting about it, but what are they fighting about? So my only pshat could be as follows. There's a tremendous difference between yatzah letesvah for an individual who is preparing and steeling himself to have his hands in the hot water, and someone who is, how should I say, the hot water falls on him or touches him without his preparation. Because you're preparing, though, if you have this certain tolerance, if you make a mental decision, I'm going to tolerate this heat, you can tolerate it for a significant period of time, even though if you were surprised by it, you'd pull back with an instant natural reflex, recall, without even thinking about it. So which one is it? Which one is it? So apparently, the Rambam and the Balamor hold that the Shir is someone who is not expecting to be come in contact with water, or the other item which is so hot. So if you're not expecting it, your yad is so late very quickly. But if you are expecting it, you're going to take a bath. Do you remember when your mother made you take a bath? Remember that? Those years? And you have to go fill up the bathtub, it had to be hot water, and you put your finger in or your foot in, oh, it's too hot, too cold. Remember those years? So when you were if you were prepared for it, you're going into Hindi Mukhan Mazuman, the Kai, which is keep it out of aim, to go into the bathtub. So even though it was a little bit hot and it was a little bit uncomfortable at the beginning, that's what mommy wants. So you're gonna go in. But contrast that, if someone just take a hose and go psh, with that same degree of heat of water, you right away pull back. That's why the Rambam and the Balamor are not fighting with the Rashba and the Ramban as to how hot showers are, how hot baths are. I don't think they're fighting about the Metzius. Question, what's the definition of Yad Soledesbo? So the Rashba and the Ramban say it's when you're prepared for it. So by definition, a person is not going to take a bath in Yad Soledesbo. By the very definition, it's Soledesbo, even though you're prepared for it. So how can you say you're going to go take such a bath and a shower? The minute he goes in there, he's going to have to pull back, despite his preparation. So it's by definition an impossibility. Whereas presumably the Rambam and the Balamor would hold, no. Yad Soledesbo depends on when you're not expecting it. Whereas when you're taking a bath or a shower, you are expecting it. So you can go into water, which is in fact Yad Soledesbo. There's a shtickel dig from Rashi. Rashi on Mem Amid Beis. It's not the compelling dig, but one could suggest. When Rashi describes what it means, Yad Soledesbo. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says, what does it mean, Soledes? Nimsheches diachorea midaga shelo tichve. The word daga, what the word daga means, the worry. Worry does not sound like it's something which is, just reflexive. It means that it's contemplative, contemplated worry. You worry when you worry about things. So it seems that Rashi would have an approach which would tell us that it's someone who was expecting it, which, as we said before, of course, is a much higher shear. And perhaps has to pshat that Rashi says the reason why hechi dami silud yesh etzolim ersicha muetes v'yesh eino solate, that's the only reason why we cannot really rely upon this measure. We have to go to kreso shaltinuk nichvesbo. If you hold like the other Rishonim, that it's when you're surprised by it, which is we think the sheet of the Balamor and the Rambam, we understand very well. Hey, Chidami, who could pull off such an experiment? Imagine take a hose and start hosing on people who are not expecting it; they'll kill you. You have to get someone who's not expecting it. How are you gonna do that? Let's say you want to do such an experiment. You want to know what she has. So let us go. Someone's not expecting it. You should expect a punch in the nose when you do it to the guy.
So that's permission for the future.
Okay, that's maybe you're right, but that's not so simple to do this really. Anyway, that's what I thought. Maybe after Machlokas Gedolei HaPoskim over here as to what the shear is. The extremes range from 104 to 160, according to the Balamo and the Rambam. You count someone who's not expecting, is totally surprised. So it could be 104, 110, that lower age. And that's, in fact, we do take baths, right? We do take baths at 110. So that's the experts say. That people go into such baths and showers which are that temperature. But according to Rashi, the Ramban and the Rashba, that you measure by someone who's expecting it, that's a shear, like 160, as Rav Moshe said. No one can take a bath 160. It's crazy. Exactly what the Rashba said. You can't do it. But that may be in the Machlokas. I'm just suggesting what that Machlokas might be between the Gedolei HaPoskim may depend upon the Machlokas Gedolei HaRishonim. I was bothered by tea. Tea. What is tea? Who are the tea drinkers here? How hot is the tea?
Very hot.
Very hot. Very, very hot. They take it out of the kettle or out of an urn. The Rashba says, and I'm not sure if it's in this page, probably the page before, that a person typically will not drink Cham and Gemurin. The Rashba says, not surprising, because after all, Cham and Gemurin was saying before the Chodesh Rabbeinu is 160 degrees. But is that true? I'm told that when they take the water out of, there are those who have, you know, urns, which we know exactly how much it, exactly how hot it is. And I'm told that these urns are typically set to be 190 degrees. That's what I was told. 190 degrees. They take the stuff out of the urn, into the cup, and the guy starts sipping tea. What's the answer? Two answers. One, it goes down pretty quickly. Right? And two, you're only sipping. Could be that the Rashba was saying he meant drinking. Not just sipping doesn't count. No one could drink
third,
that.
Third possible answer.
Yeah, third answer, yeah.
Very realistic. And that is that the cultural standards were different because there was no tea or coffee available all the time.
Okay, maybe it's also possible. Possible. The Kafachayim has the following quotation. He says, when it's Cham and Haroy and Neshtia, then it's not Yatzal Letizbo. If you would, it's too hot for you to drink, then it's called Yatzal Letizbo. You see, Klar, he holds like the Rashba, but more than the Rashba. He says it in both directions. The Rashba just said that if it's Yatzal Letizbo, a person's not going to drink it. There could be cases where it's less than Yatzal Letizbo, and he still won't drink it. But the Kavach Chaim said, well, no, that's exactly the cutoff point. That's high no half. That is the cutoff point. So it just takes the Rashba one step further. Okay, yes.
The Rashi about the Midaga.
Yeah.
Couldn't that indicate the Rambam's opinion? That you're not really sure how hot it is. You're not prepared. So as soon as you get something hot.
Right, I hear what you're saying. It could be. To me, the word, I guess, because that's how we think, that the worry is a. It's not something for which doesn't happen in an instant. In an instant, you're too busy to worry. You're not worrying. You know, for example, someone crashed into somebody in a car, Khalilah. It's not worried. It happened too fast. If you lose your brakes, that happened to me once. I was on a skinny road. That was worried because the car's going. Go doesn't want to turn up. Doesn't respond to my command. Bad time to worry. But okay, Rabbi Sai, we were supposed to discuss this last week, and let me talk about it now. What's the halacha lemaisa in the following case? You have a water. You have water which was heated until Yatzal Letizbo before Shabbos. Let's say the highest 160 degrees before Shabbos. Now it's on Shabbos, and you want to take it as they used to have in the old days on the kettle, and you want to slide the kettle to the directly on top of the fire. Where this water is going to hit 212 degrees. What's the din? Is it mutter or is it asr?
What was the question?
Sure. You have water which hit 160 before Shabbos, and now you're going to take it to 212 for the first time on Shabbos. Is that mutter or is that asr? So the Shvisas on Shabbos says he thinks in the Beis Yosef it's mashma that it's mutter. It's mutter. Frek the Shvisas HaShabbos. What's going on? How can the Beis Yosef say it's mutter? The Beis Yosef himself passes in Siman Shin Yud Chesiv Dalet that the only time we say it Bishul HaChavishul is if it's Nisbashul Legamre. This is last time Shia. So here, if it's 160 degrees, that's not Nisbashul Legamre. We know that's not. If you want to make tea, you have to get it hot. You would try to get it much hotter than that. That's his kasha. The way we suggested last time, we have a possible teretz that Mayim is different. Mayim is a shear of chimum, a flat shear of Yatzel Eretz Bo. That is the shear. Once it reaches above that point, there's nothing to add. That's it. It was a red line. Once it's crossed, it's crossed. That's a possibility. The Beis Yosef, however, is reinterpreted by the Shvi'is HaShabbos with the following chiddush. No, he says. The Beis Yosef is referring to a case where the water was boiled, dipped down to Yatzel Eretz Bo. Then and only then is it mutter to kick it back up to boiling, to 212. However, if the water had been 160 and never gone above that point, it would be in fact prohibited to heat it for the very first time to the level of 212 degrees. So he suggests, and he says, it is mashma that way in the Mogan Avraham. I'm sorry?
Who said this?
The Sefer that's describing is at length, this is called the Shvisas HaShabbos. I'm not sure if we have it here, maybe it's in the pack, I don't know. But the source that he quotes, he doesn't like it too much, is the Mogan Avraham. That's at the back, huh? I'm sure it's in the back, I'm sorry. Back of the Mogan Avraham. Here we are. Shin Yud Ches Yud Beis. Nitztane. It's page Tov Kuf Tes Vav, and the print on top of it, it's towards the back, where it says, V'beis Yosef, V'beis Yosef, U'mashmu le dekol shayat saletis bo, Miki Roseach, V'chein Masher Sivvo, V'zelo Shor Rabbeinu Yeruchim, Im lo nitztanein, Afilu shino k'tas merisi choso, Mutter. So what does that mean? If you look in the Machs HaShekel, as it means, afilu ena omed etzaleish v'noch tzas merisichoso mikol makom kozman sheyatzaletzbo mikri cham v'yedva mishem bishul. But it once was 212. Had it never been 212, you wouldn't say this. That's the way he reads the Mogan Avraham. He doesn't like it too much.
It must be 212 or...
Maybe 190. You're right, 190 might also be enough. So I thought as follows. According to the Mechaber and the Rabbeinu Yonah we spoke about last time, that is an absolute red line of Yatzel Eretz Bo, then it makes sense to be Mekum. Once it's above that, across that line, it crossed the line. So once the line is 160, there's nothing to talk about. Fine. What do they say, these people? That the definition of cooking with respect to water is heating. And heating is a very objective standard, which you know from the Oradei already, namely, Yatzel Eretz Bo. But according to the Ramah, the Ramah says that if it goes beneath Yatzel Eretz Bo, but it's still a little bit hot, we might still say the principle of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel B'Dav Alach, then you have to have a totally different concept. Namely, has to be Mevushel Kol Tzarko. Mevushel Kol Tzarko. Same as the Dava Gush Mevushel Kol Tzarko. Whatever that means, it's fully cooked, eaten by the average person. So to when it comes to a double lach, hathi mevushal kol tzarka. What does that mean, mevushal kol tzarka? Could be it's even 212. That's what people usually use to be able to, before they start making tea, they make sure the water boils. Remember when I was growing up, before they had these whistling kettles. Until it whistled, it didn't count. So it means it hadn't reached 212. So this being the case, we can make the following suggestion, Rabbi Osai, and say that the Mogan Avraham, as we said before, is correct for the following reason. The tzvei dinim. The din of Bishul and the din of Chimum. Chimum is very objective, depends upon Yatzel Eretz Bo. Bishul is depends upon how it's fully cooked and ready to use. So maybe we can say as follows. When we say Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul B'davalach, it's a misnomer. What it really means is Yesh Chimum Acha Chimum B'davalach. But Chimum Acha Chimum B'davalach depends upon the objective criterion of Yatzel Eretz Bo. So, if it reached 212, went down to 160, and goes back to 212, that's mutter. Why is it mutter? From the perspective of Bishul, it's Ein Bishul Acha Bishul. From the perspective of Chimum, it went down to 160, it never lost its status of being Cham. But if it never was above 160, just hit 160 and stopped right there. So it's true that there would be no Chiyuv of Chimum, but there might be a Chiyuv of Bishul, because now it's for the first time, it's going to be ready to be used as tea, soup, etc., etc. That's how we can to defend the sheet of the Maran. Rav Moshe doesn't like it. Rav Moshe is making an Ashayla. He says a number of arguments, all of which can be refuted by what we just spoke about. I'm not going into the details right now. You'll see it. You'll figure it out. Okay, Rav says, I will be machmir in the Ashayla. It's 160 and that's it. Now for the first thing, you want to kick it to 212, I mean it's a Ashayla of a Daraisa, potentially. And therefore, I think it's worth being machmir in the Ashayla, even though there are mekilim. It's going to be relevant, Rav Osai, in the urns that have those little indicators in the side. You know what I'm talking about? So when you take a cup of a tea out, what happens is the water from the indicator enters into the main body of the urn. Could be that on the outside, even if it is the outside, which is questionable itself, the old ones were only 150, which is less than Rav Moshe's Yatzalat HaSlachomer. But if it were 160, it would be a Shabbat. Kal v'chomer, if it's only 150. The way out of that, by the way, is just tip the urn before Shabbos. Just tip it a little bit. You'll see that all the water from the indicator will go into the main body of water, and that way, when it comes out again, it already will have been 190 before anything starts. Okay, that's just as an aside. Okay, Rav Osai, we have to discuss a number of other topics today, and we really don't have time to dwell too long on anything. Sorry. One is what's called Bishul Achar Afiyah. Some of us are learning to accept the brachas this year. Daf Lamed Chesem and Beis. That's one of the main sources for the din of Bishul Achar Afiyah. Because the Gemara there says in accept the brachas that if quote Rabbi Yossi, Yotzin Berukika Shoya Veloba Mavushal. That means if you take your matzah and you put it in boiling water, you're not Yotze. That means that the Bishul cancel out the state of Afiyah. It's no longer considered Lechem Oni. The Gemara in Brachas, however, says that that's only true by matzah. Tibinan ta matzah bepiv vileka. It's a separate din of ta matzah. So the Rav Yoh argues on this proof of which comes from the Jew from the Urayim. It says faket. It's only a local din when it comes to ta matzah vileka. It has nothing whatsoever to do with Hilchas Shabbos. Nope, but the Urayim also knew how to learn. He also knew the Gemara Shabbos. The Gemara in Brachas, Lamed Chesem and Beis. So what was the Urayim's right? You follow me or not? The right seems to be right in the other direction. It seems to be a local din in Tamatza Veleka. So there are two different approaches to this. The Egle Tal says that according to the Urayim, Bishul's Mevat Lafia, to make it what we call Matzah Ashira. We call Tamatza Veleka. It's not a local din. It's not a local din. It's a more general din. That's one way to understand. But the Gemara was telling us a general din. The Taz has a different approach. If you take a look at the Taz, if we're in the Mogan Avraham here, if you're still on that same page, so the Taz is Mamish right here. Shin Yud Ches Sivkaton Vav. It's just the very next page. Mechaba writes in Sifhei, Yesh Misha Omer, Tadova Shenefe O Nitzle, in Bishlo Achakach B'mashke, Yesh Misha Bishol. It means Yesh Bishol Achar Afiyah. The famous din. Yesh Bishol Achar Tzli, Bishol Achar Afiyah. And he quotes the Gemara, a whole bunch of riots from Korban Pesach and from Matzah, etc., etc. So he, if you look carefully, on the first wide line, what do you mean? Tov Kuf Tez Zayin. He says, quotes the Rav Yoh, Achal and Rav Yoh see Elim Dibin Ta Matzah Velekah. Kil Seh Rabbi Yisrael the Rav Yoh, the Kushyosu Chazaka, the Kaimelon de Brichoso, what does it say? Boy Pri Adama as in the Sukh of Shlokos, that it retains its bracha. Can Alkocha Kaimlan had Kaimat Chia the Bina Tamatza Aliba de Hilkosa? Because Tosis and Psachim, etc., etc. It's nothing to do with Kola Tarakula. Okay? But he wants to, even though he writes, I need, third line, Eini Kedai Lachvia Ben Ahura Magdolim, and I want to defend the Ra'am, the Eliezer Mimitz, the Bal Yoreim, B'derech Zeh. And we're not going to the entire Derech Zeh. What the Taz says in brief is we say, what do you mean? What's Tamatza mean? What do the words mean? Not just a Gzera Sakosel. What do you mean? He says, Tamatza means that it changes the taste. That it changes the taste. When it comes to Shabbos, we said exactly the same thing. Look what he says. The line starts with the word "hi." It's about six lines from the bottom. The chinami tamer mishum the tam matzabina and hachinami azina basa tam atavshil. If The kevash in the shtara taima de bishul. I'm reading the niskav on the zeh b'shabbes, etc., etc. That's his kavana on Shabbos, and he quotes later on meleches machsheves osra Torah. You accomplish something. This is the case, Rabbi will say. It's not so much a function of the halakhic categories of bishul and afia and slia. It's a matter of tachlis. You've made a significant change in its taste. That itself is a meleches machsheves and mechayev you in bishul. Oh, however, the other poskim, the Eglei Tal, for example, don't go with this taz. They say no, it's a halachic construct. It's all halachic. A shame chodesh and halacha could be a bunch of nafkaminas, Rabbi Osai. Bunch of nafkaminas. What will happen in the following case? Is it a question of tam? A new taste, fire heat is considered to be halachically prohibited, or is it some kind of a halachic distinction that sli is one shem and bishul is another shem and afia is another shem? It's more of a halachic construct. Okay? What about the following situation? What about sli achar afia? I'll give you a lemaisa de kashayla. Can you make toast on Shabbos? Well, you have a fire, you make toast. What do you say? Mutar or asa? Why? You want to stop me making
things? Making different.
Oh. Okay. So the prima godam asked it. Right? And the Pashas, as you said very nicely, it's according to the Taz. That the Taz said that it's a new taste. It's a new taste. Hold on. Okay. Second. Goes to a whole discussion over here in the Sliya Achafia Nami Mevatel. That's in the third line in Mishpat Zozov on page Tov Kuf Yud Zayin. So Yas is making toast. However, not everyone necessarily agrees with this. If you look at the Magen Avraham Yud Zayin on the previous page, he says Mishpat is Bishul Achafia. Says the Magen Avraham Afal Gav Dei Bishul Achat Bishul Mikol Gnei Yesh Bishul Achat Sli. Who are then just sliach habishul goes in both directions. L'chein also lita in davash in his special etzel ha'esh below rotev. Aval l'chulei alma ain't sliach atzli. For davash in nitzla mutal lita no etzel ha'esh afil in itztanein. V'hu hadin ha'ofui is ain't sliach harafir. You'll have to make toast. It's a machlokas the Magen Avraham and the Taz. It sounds like it's this very machlokas. And the Machta Shekel explains that afia is like tzli, you know, they're both dry heat. And tzli achar afia, you can make taste. It goes with a halacha. It's a halacha construct. It's interesting. Do we have the?
So with the Magen Avraham holds that it's allowed to do the toast.
Yes. We have here the Shulta Gibor. This should be Aleph Gimel. Let's take a look at Aleph Gimel. Afia tzli. Okay. Here we are. Okay, so the Mordechai about, we mentioned before, that's in the previous page, Aleph Gimel has a Mordechai, two pages of Mordechai, with a small base, the last few narrow lines on the top. He's a Adam Shloyitin, pass off the Afrik Lisheni, Mokashat Soledesbo, Kamit Sliash, he's a Habavushal lo yitin etzel ha'esh b'chom gadol she'atzel eretzbo v'mose chilel Shabbos. Woo! And the Rav Yosef says no, because it says in brachas lamet chesem et beis. Akal Rav Yosef did rabbi matzah, did rabbi tamata b'piv v'lecha, but it's not a general halacha. That's what we spoke about. The next page over here in the Shulta Giborim, he has a very interesting distinction. He says gam nira desfirle the lekat sliya achar bishul. Midlo hiske din zeh. Can you imagine that? Yesh bishul achat sli, but ain't sli achar bishul. Interesting compromise of the Shilta Gibor. According to the Taz, it's very hard to make this distinction. What's the difference? You change the taste from cooking to roasting and roasting to cooking. But according to Egle Tal, we can make such a distinction because we know that Bishul achieves more than Sli. For those who don't know Yeredeya, Bishul is Mevashel Bekulo and Sli only Bekadei Netila. So you can say there's Bishul Achat Sli, but it's not Sli Achat Bishul. So Afia might be different. Afia is it's a whole different thing. There's a possibility. Okay? So there are two different ways to understand this Chumra of Bishul Achat Sli. So let's take a look now at the Shulchan Aruch Shin Yud Ches Tes Vav. And the Mishnah Berurah, we just came from there a minute ago. Shin Yud Ches Tes Vav and Mishnah Berurah, all around the back. Come, Shin Yud Ches Tes Vav. It's page 274. Davash and his bashel called Sark of Yovei Shein Bo Morak Mutal Anichal Keneged Amadura. Frak the Biyar Locha Rebbeinu Shalalim Tzarachim Haleel Sifhei Maybe Das Araam Yireim. It says what Yesh Tzli. Achabishul. The Magen Rav, it's the Achabishul. Eich Matir Ocha Bistam. That's the base Meir's Kasha. That's the base Meir's Kasha. That's a tremendous, tremendous Kasha. And he has no real terrors. But we do this all the time. Take cooked food and you put it near the fire. How can that be? It's Sli Achabishul. According to the Taz, it's Nicha. There's no change in the taste. Come on. You cook chicken. You put it near the oven to have Shabbos to heat. That's not becoming barbecue chicken. Can you imagine? Come on, kids, a barbecue chicken, and they run in. That's their favorite. Didn't you grow up that way? Barbecue was always their favorite. Never was. Who wanted boiled chicken? Come, kids, barbecue chicken. Ma, where? There. I put it near the fire. It's barbecue chicken. Ma, joking us? That's that boiled chicken. We don't even want to look at it. Because in taste, nothing changed. You just heat it up a little bit. That would be what the task. And the Chazon Ish says so. The base mayor is the Shittos. He doesn't hold from this task. If you look at the way he answers the Rav Yoz Kasha. Anyway, but according to others, we can say the following. Even if you hold, Rav Osai, that it's a halachic construct, maybe hold like the Shilta Gibor, Ein Sli Achar Bishul. Or Rabbi Osai, maybe he'll svei dinim. Yesh tzli achar bishul b'shini hatam. That's din number one. Maybe there's a bishul achar tzli lahalacha. But tzli achar bishul with no nesinas tam fails on both counts. Tzli is a lower level than bishul, and there's no shini hatam. It's another possibility. Okay, back to Sif Hei, a few pages earlier, if you remember. Sif Hei, page 206. Kuf Lamed Hey, it's called Kuf Lamed Hey, where the Be'er Locha says Yesh Mishomash Dava Shenef Onetzes Bishul Achabishul. He says, what about Sli Achabishul? The same thing. The Prima Gadim discusses, what about the following case? Because Pesachim Em Aleph, the Shem Bishul was not canceled. He says Mutal Lishrosa B'chamen B'Shabbos. What does that mean? Sli Achabishul Me'er of Shabbos. What does it mean? It's Bishul Achat Sli Achabishul. Prima Gadim suggests that it is mutter. Ein bishul achat sli achabishul. And the Be'er Locha says, I'm not so sure he's right. Ein amuchach, the last line on this page. Be'er Locha, ein amuchach. Dinei de muchach tisham b'lo nisbat al shem rishon, harei shem hasheni bevadai kayim. Page Kuf Lamed Vav. V'shapa yesh lama de mikri ato bishul achat sli. Frankly, from the point of shame, I thought it's incorrect. If you're going with shame, the halachic shame, as long as the first shame is kaim and the second shame is kaim, I would say bishul achat bishul. What's the difference? Is it another shame on? Who cares? But one could argue on a different grounds, factual grounds, the Tazis kinds of grounds, that it's making a change in the taste. A change in the taste. That's what I would have said. That's what I would have said. In any event. Fine. Again, if you go into all the Pratim, we can come up with many more Chidushim, but I have to cut it short to go on to start the next topic, which is Bishul, not in the Kli Rishon. That's what's called over here, Beis, behind our schedule. The Gemara has Naflametesa ben Aleph, that Bishul Bechama is Mutter. Mamash mutter. Pishul b'chama is mutter.
Where you have such a strong chama, Saudi Arabia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I've never been in Saudi Arabia. I'm not intended to go there.
I don't think anybody's intending to go.
Okay. I hope not. But after all, Bishul b'chama, and they were talking about in Bavel. Bavel gets pretty hot. Part of the Negev and Eretz also gets pretty hot.
140.
Oh, well, as hot as it gets. So so it says that Bishul b'chama is mutter. There's a whole machlokes when it comes to toldos chama. Okay, what's the shala? It goes there or not goes there? That's the Gemara. Fine. So in Rashi, where's Lamates here? Is it somewhere? It has to be somewhere. Lamates Siman Aleph. Is it somewhere on our sheets?
Beis Aleph.
Beis Aleph. Okay. Let's see if we can find it. Beis Aleph. Here he is. Lamates Siman, right before the Mordechai. Lamates Siman Aleph. So Rashi says. Told us Chama, yeah. B'chama b'shemesh d'shari, Rashi towards the top of the page, the ain derech b'shulo b'kach. It's not normal to cook in the sun. It's basically Rav Moshe says that a microwave is chayv. Last week we said a microwave is like the sun. Yeah, it's like the sun, so what? But microwaves, they sell billions of microwaves. It's very common today. You can't say ain derech b'kach. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted by the Shemir Shabbos, that's Potter. I want to make it right that it's Potter from the Gemara. The Gemara at the end of Lamed Tesma is foul. What are they fighting about? Anshe Tveria told us Chamu Vyaslu Rabban Ramalu. No, Hahu told us Uru the Chalfe Apischa de Gehenim. Whoa! Since we passing the Shilas based on Gehenim, so I think that the correct shot of Gehenim doesn't mean Gehenim. That we know what that is. What they call geothermic heat, the heat of the earth. That's where the hot springs are getting the heat from. So that's a fire. It's a fire. You can argue the sun is also a fire, but that's 92 million miles away. That's a whole different story. But the fire, which is down and you can bore into it in theory, in the middle of the earth, would be considered to be a fire. The question, of course, becomes if it's just a matter of whether it's dark or bekach or ain't dark or bekach, there's no room for this machlokes. What are you fighting about? Whether it's a pischa de Gehenna or coming from the sun, it's irrelevant. Do a poll and find out. Is it derech b'kach or not derech b'kach? What's going on? What's pshat? So Rabbi Eider, Zichrono Levracha, suggests that the chama is comparable to a kli sheni, because in most cases, a kli sheni will not cook. We'll get to that later. And most cases, a chama will not cook. We know that to be true. Most cases, a chama cannot cook anything. Very rare exceptions. So he makes such a comparison. Here we go. It's page 301. It's a little few pages after we left off in Rabbi Eider. At the very bottom of that page, 301, he says, in Bishul B'chama, he says, Bishul B'chama is normally not going to be able to cook. So too, he says, Bishul B'klisheni normally will not cook. That's the comparison that Rabbi Eider has over here at the bottom of this footnote, Tof Nun Tes, on page 301 in his Sefer. And it, based upon that, even in a case in which it will be, in Metzias, it will be Mavashal, you're still going to be put Potter and maybe even Mutter. Kind of a low plug. Lo plug l'kula. We'll discuss this with Mr. Shem maybe today, or maybe or more likely next Thursday, b'siyata d'shamayim. It's not the derech to be mevashel, because with metzias, it won't cook in most situations. What'll happen if the derech is the vashel, like in the case of a microwave, you wouldn't point the fact, be chayav, we can argue. So what's the story about chametz veria, Rabosa? I asked the question before, the yes or no. Here's the answer, perhaps. Chametz Tveria is ain't a derech levash. It's not a derech levash. And according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's told us or so it'll be Potter Avalas, like any other malacha, Shaloka derech, Potter Avalas. But according to Tanakama, that it's told us Achama, So Bishul Bechava is Mutter. Chazal made no distinctions, and therefore they said that it should be permissible, and only told us Chama, maybe at most Asur, because of Xera Atu told us Ur. That's what he suggests. Shlomo Zalman says no, that we said before you have to have a fire, no fire, you can't possibly be Chayav, and he brings a riot al Pidin, because it's found with, not only respect to Yechol Shabbos, by Pesach, by Matzah, by Challah, and there it's irrelevant, was Ruggel or not Ruggel. Shabbos you could say Ruggel or not Ruggel, but the exact same distinction is found by places where Regilah should be completely irrelevant, whether it's considered Mavushel for a Korban Pesach and for Matzah and Challah. So you see, Klar, he says, has nothing to do with Darko Bekach. If it would just be a matter of Ein Darko Bekach, then why should it be a chesaron if you bake something in the sun with respect to matzah, challah, korban pesach, things of this nature? Shouldn't be a problem. It must be an independent shortcoming. Now, if Kamina B, Rabbi said, can you bake it in a microwave? Told you can. That's true? You take a dough,
yeah,
and put it in the microwave, and it bakes. So a quantum Shlomo Zalman, that would not be a hamotzi. You bake bread in the microwave, it would not be. It's not a tanner. It's no esh. That's what the Piskei Tshuvos talks about that. And end of Simchat Kuf Samaches, huh?
A microwave will only heat water. It won't heat a solid object.
Okay,
it
does. Popcorn, moisture.
Have to be moisture. Okay, so I'll put a moisture on it.
Popcorn don't have any moisture. Instead, you put them in the popcorn. Please, that's not an achlekas and matzias. Let's stick to what we're talking about. Now, this being the case, we can make the following suggestion. You see, the Gemara has a Masechta Pesachim that if you make it in the sun, it's potter menachala. We can suggest it's a separate din. It's not considered to be lechem, the special dinim of lechem. Right, you can't bring a raya that bishul b'chama is not bishul. Maybe it is bishul worth except for Shabbos. It's just not lechem. It's a unique din which requires a tana. We could perhaps argue with Rabbi Shlomo Zalman's raya. In any event, the bottom line of all this is that perhaps the source where you see the word fire. Show me where there's fire. Our whole assumption is you need fire. Where does it come from? So the best I can do is to go talk back to Korban Pesach. There it says, is in Kiyam Tzli Esh. There the word Esh is actually used. That's where we have to find the word fire in our context.
Also,
Dibre Yamim. I'm talking about Chabisha Chum Shetor. I'm not going about my argument with Dibre Yamim. But that's where you find Bishul is Esh. The difference between Bishul and Tzli is only one. Bishul is in water, which is heated by the fire, and Tzli is with no water, but it's still heated by the fire. If there's no fire, that cannot be considered Tzli or Bishul. That's my best effort. So therefore, to me, it's unresolved, this question, whether a microwave on Shabbos would be a Doraisa or the Rabbanim. Rav Moshe says Doraisa, Rav Shlomo Zalman says the Rabbanim. I used to think Rav Moshe, that Rav Shlomo Zalman had to be right, based on the Raya from the Gemara of Chama Tveria. We somehow managed to refute the Raya. So for me, it's a subject which I cannot resolve. Let's talk now about Klisheni, which is the main topic we're supposed to discuss today. We only have a few minutes. It's to begin the sugya. So, the Gemara's Beferish Klor, Klisheni Eina Mavasha. Where's that Gemara to be found? That's the Gemara we had last week, last time, Memem and Beis. The Gemara says, clear and unequivocally, Memem and Beis, Kli Sheni Eina Mavasha. Okay. Sorry? Tosfot also says it, but you know what we got it from? We got it from the Gemara. The Gemara says, that Kli Sheni Eina Mavasha. Here, Memem and Beis, Beis Aleph. Shmamina, right? Kli Sheni Eina Mavashel, with a small vavas of the Ein Mishpat on the Mem and Beis. Black on white, Eina Mavashel. Okay, Eina Mavashel. Fine. So Tosfos on the Flamet Test, the very next page, has a question. What is the question? It's an important question. Tosa has a question over here on Aflametesim and Aleph. There's a discussion about Irui. We mentioned Irui earlier today. The Machlokas is the earliest Irui's Kikli Rishon or not Kikli Rishon. They ask a kasha like this. Pirshim in the time that you've been forged Irui Kikli Rishon. Al Kei Madichan also Mikli Sheni Kamar. Okay, my area, Medichin, I feel the Sharanami, the Shannon of Avasha. Tos gets two terutzim. What's the first terutz? Omeri, da fila beklisheni ain shorin. The whole da mayim b'chamin, merze kim avasha. If you have a gab that's not, I will know some the toch akora or the toch atchamchui. Haino dafka tavlin, shemasuyo nematik asakdeira, v'lo merze kim avasha. Whatever that means. So Tos in the first terutz asks all klisheni al tzmirze kim avasha with the exception of tavlin. Inami, who adin shorin also. Came in the Arab at least shiny. Why did it say Madichin to teach you? Even Adachas like Gemara Malacha, etc., etc. So 2 days of Tosis is whether there's a Gzera by Klisheni or no Gzera by Klisheni. How do we pass in Halacha Lamaisa? Let's take a look in the Shulchan Aruch. Rabosai, please turn back to where we just came from in the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shin Yud Ches. Page Tov Kuf Tes Vav, where this Mishnah is quoted by the Shulchan Aruch. Dava Yavish on his bashel of Neashabis, and Sharon also Bechama Beshabis, Abel Medichin also Bechama Beshabis. That's exactly the Mishnah in Kuf Memdala that's quoted in Lamates and found in Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mogan Avram Tetzvav, Medichin also, Haina Shema'aran Olam Miklisheni, Abel also the Shroso, Afila Miklisheni, the Merzikim of Vashel. For the Dama the Tavlin the Siftes, the Tavlin also the Matik Akadera, the Lo Merzikim of Vashel. Who said so? Tosis Lamates, which we just saw. So the Magen Avraham clearly passes the Chumra like the first daya in Tosis Anaf Lamates Emanal. This is Magen Avraham Tes Vof. A little bit further, next page, Magen Avraham Yud Ches. There, the Mechaba quoted from the Mordechai that we saw just briefly before, that Yesh Bishal Acharfia Afilu B'Klisheni. Says Magen Avraham Yud Ches. The yesh dvorim shemizbashlim bo bein ono bekiin timkein b'shar dvorim nami yesh lahachmer ayin siftes. What does it mean ayin siftes? In siftes we are taught about that there's some things which can be cooked in the klisheni, such as melach. Yesh misha oslos is toch klisheni basa maluach afilu shoshar, because some things are cooked in the klisheni. We're not bekiin. So this Rav Bosai, the Magen Avraham, is giving two separate and distinct reasons why, despite a Mefurash and Gemara, a Klisheni and a Mevashel, it doesn't help us. One is the first Teretz and Tosfos, Merzik and Mevashel. And two is that there are some things which are what we call Kali Abishel, and we're not experts. We don't know what's what. We don't know what's what. So the Magen Avraham is Macher for two separate reasons. Two separate reasons. Fine.
One is the
Magen Avraham original. Is it completely original? Maybe. I mean, he has a basis in pass of the that is it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. We'll call it an extrapolation, not completely original, but original enough. Okay, we'll see soon what the other posts have to say about this. Fine. Rabosai, what's the halacha of water? Water. What's the name of water? Water b'klisheni. Anybody know?
Machlokes.
Nah, that's the one thing that's not a machlokes. The mefurish gemara that membeis of an aleph, that water you can put into a klisheni. That's an often a gemara, black and white. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch too. B'lishu machlokes. Sif yud beis. Sif yud beis. What's it saying, Sif Yud Beis? It says, Mechem Shapinim Imenu Mayim Chamin, which is a klisheni, Mut Alita Nesocha Mayim Sonen. Alright, let's go on. And he says, Ushloya Bekli Rishon Meshem Shchamim Harbe. We'll take Sif Yud Gimel, it's even easier. Mut Alita and Kitan Shomayim Oshel Sharmashkim Lefi Klisheni, Sheshom Mayim Chamin, Ava Bekli Rishon Oso. It's clear. The Shulchan Aruch is clear. You can put mayim into a cliche. Nothing to talk about. What about Shar Mashkin? Shar Mashkin. It's a machlokas between the Alter Rebbe, who's Mekil, and the Mishnah Brura, who is Machmed, the famous Mishnah Berurah Lama Tetz by T. He's not relying exclusively on this din of Shamashkim B'Klisheni. When it comes to his T sense, he insists that it should be having reached out to let us know before Shabbos, a whole discussion. So the Shemir Shabbos quotes somebody who says, I have a Mefurish and Mechaber that says that the Alter Rebbe is correct. This we just heard it. Mutal Liten Kiton Shalmayim O Shal Sharmashkim B'Klisheni. Sifyut Gimel,
right?
Sifyut Gimel. Black on white. Black on white. Seems to me that we could refute this proof the following way. The machlokes between the Alter Rebbe and the Mishnah Berurah is according to the Mogen Avraham. The Mogen Avraham said that we're machmir by klisheni because things are kali abishal or other, whatever reason. So he's machmir on foods and he's makil on water. And the question then becomes, where do liquids fit in? Are liquids like food or are liquids like water? That's unresolved. However, the Mechaber, Maran Bet Yosef, he doesn't have this chum of the Mogen Avraham that we're worried about all kinds of foods that maybe this bishul b'klisheni. Fakir. He doesn't mention it once in the entire simen, with the sole exception of what? The one place in the whole simen Shin Yud Ches with a Mechaber's Mach b'klisheni, and an irony. What's that place? You saw it. Huh?
Irony? Clothes?
Irony. Ironia. What does irony mean? A place where according to many Rishonim, the whole, it's not even a Klirishon. What's that? You just saw it, no? Guys, you focused? Bishul Acharafia. Bishul Acharafia, according to the Rav Yoz, had to gum even a Klirishon. The Mechaber in Sifhei, when he quotes the Chumra of the Urayim, that is Yesh Bishul Acharafia, he says he should be Machu even with Klisheni. That's the only place where the whole Simon was Machu with Klisheni. Hello, Dover. But in any event, he doesn't mach, he never says it anywhere else. So of course the Mechab is Makel and Sif Yud Gimel. That's a no-brainer. If he's Makel on all foods, he's going to be Makel on other liquids as well. The Machlok is between the Mogan between Alter Rebbe and the Mishnah Berurah is within the Mogan Avraham, who's Machma by other foods and is Makel by water. What will he say when it comes to other liquids? Sorry for water. That Machlok cannot be resolved by saying the Mechab. The Mechab is Makel on all cliches. That's my kasha against the raya, which the Shmir Shabbos quotes from a Chocham Echad. I thought we can refute that raya. Rabosai, I like to end on time. I reserve the right next week to end a little bit late, only because I want to finish the sugya of Bishul next week, so we can then start the following week, the sugyas of Shia and Achazara. Okay, so we'll try to finish on time next week as well, but I'm asking Rishus in advance to maybe go a little bit late if we can't finish before that. Okay? Good.